today to talk about the upcoming health fair. Call in anytime during this program to ask him a question or just say hi. And that number is 874-2345. So thank you for coming into the studio today, Aaron.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
All right. Thank you so much. So go ahead and just tell us a little bit about the fair and what to expect when we go there.
Well, the health fair over the years has turned into one of the major events in Wrangell. I'm excited as the newbie at WMC to be a part of it this year.
Yeah.
So on Saturday at 9 a.m., the doors open, and from 9 to 1, we'll have 4 dozen vendors set up there. And I think we're looking at about the 25th year of running the health fair. I've been trying to dig through the history and figure out exactly how far back it went, and it predates even WNC. Running it. So I think we're at the 14th year or so in the Nolan Center, and it's proved to be quite the gathering. We're excited for to see who shows up this year.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, go ahead and tell me what kind of vendors you all will have there.
Well, a little bit of everything going on. Of course, we have the results for all the blood draws, the lab results. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like this year we had 523 people come up this last month and get their blood drawn.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That'll be there to pick up the results.
Yeah.
And that figure eclipses last year's number by, I think we had 480. And perhaps one of the most draws we've completed in a month. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
When you figure there's only, 2,500 people in Wrangell and only so many adults. We see a large portion of them come through and get their lab results. So that's usually the main attraction. And then we'll have some free hearing screenings going on. Teddy bear clinic as soon as you walk in for the kids. Bring your teddy bears in and get checked out. We have different medevac companies coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe every search AICS department will have a table pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
WMC is well represented, and Parks and Rec, Forest Service, Wrangell Fitness, the Horse Club, everywhere in between.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of the good thing is that it's such a well-attended event
mm-hmm.
that a lot of the people who were on previous years keep coming back, and we don't have a lot fall off. So every year there's around 50 or so tables, and we'll have a handful of new ones.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, the same 40 or so always coming back because they know they're going to reach 25% of Wrangell or more in that 5-hour period. So,
yeah, absolutely. Makes sense. And yeah, like you mentioned that there will be different tables for Wrangell Medical Center. But you also mentioned like the Forest Service is going to be there and like Wish from Ketchikan is going to be there. Like, yeah, why do we, I guess, what is the health relationship to, like, the city and Parks and Rec and the Forest Service, these kind of entities that maybe don't jump out as medical services?
Well, I think it kind of fits in with the Wrangell Medical Center's vision, which is enhancing the quality of life for everybody. Mm-hmm. And that just doesn't mean physically. It means mentally, emotionally, spiritually, everything else. So all these different vendors from different avenues kind of tie into that. And it's not just about lab results or nursing services or anything else. It spans just about everything that can help you feel better about yourself. It's spring. We're trying to get people outside and excited and everything else like that. So it's not just about your medical health or your physical health. It encompasses everything.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Anything that impacts your life, in a positive or negative way. Absolutely. So if you're just now tuning in, this is Talk on the Rock, our local live call-in show. We have Aaron Angerman here to talk about the health fair. And you can call us at 874-2345. We can go ahead and take a short break. All right, we are back with our guest, Aaron Angerman. So feel free to call 874-2345. You can ask about the health fair. You can ask Aaron about his new job, how it's going for him, or just say hi. So you were mentioning earlier that the staff at the hospital is... they're packing all your goodie bags.
They are. I'm sort of playing hooky, which I'm sure Chris and Jane and them will probably give me some grief when I show up late.
Yeah.
But it's kind of all hands on deck this week. And, you know, it's they start planning this thing in December and having meetings. And while there's a good history of people stepping up and having their certain jobs and where they want to volunteer, it still takes several dozen people chipping in, especially this week, to make sure everything goes off without hitch. So I'm realizing that really quickly and trying to juggle a whole bunch of different items at once, which I hope that when you see these volunteers there or the medical center staff, that you tell them thank you, because a lot goes into it and most of it is pretty selfless and they're doing it on their own time often and giving up their weekend because they know what a great deal it is. So I'll be up there to help fold brochures and stuff bags very quickly. So, listen, they're great. I've only been on the job as development coordinator for 3 weeks, I want to say.
Oh, wow.
And for all of those out there who don't know, I'm technically the new Chris Reed.
Yes.
Chris and Dan Reed are short timers. So I want to let everyone out there know they'll be out of town in a couple weeks and moving on to bigger and better things in Juneau. So if you see them, tell them thank you, goodbye, wish them well. And Chris has been great showing me the ins and outs of the health fair and everything else that she was doing in this position. So I appreciate it and I hope everyone gives them a thank you and a goodbye.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, Chris has been amazing here in town and give her a shout out on air if you want to, but give her a shout out if you see her. Aaron, you said that you learned a lot about the history of this event. And maybe you can just tell us a little bit about that.
I can give it a shot because the health fair itself even predates the Wrangell Medical Center's involvement in that. In the 80s, it started, I think, with the Lions Club or something like that, and Trudy Johnson and others with a handful of tables and I think the elementary school gym. And from then, in the early 90s, WMC took over and moved it up to the community center gym. Mm-hmm. And there it lived until the Nolan Center opened up. And once in the Nolan Center, it sort of blew up into what it is now. 50-some vendors and, you know, half the town stopping through on this Saturday, so the first Saturday in April. So that's all stuff I didn't know. I just sort of assumed it always was part of WMC and started occurring, you know, in the late 90s sometime, but definitely not far before that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a big deal. Okay. All right, we are trying to take a phone call right now. Give us 1 second.
I keep talking, I'll find it.
All right, so just a reminder, you can call us at 874-2345. We have Aaron Angerman in the studio today.
And don't forget, everybody, if you're not just down there for your results, the lab results, or to check out the vendors, as anyone who's attended before knows, there are grand prizes in the form of a couple Alaska Airline tickets. Thanks again to Alaska Airlines for their continued support. And for the youth, we'll be giving away a couple bicycles. So kids, adults, come on down, check everything out. At the end of the day, make sure you enter yourself in the drawings because you can't beat it.
Yeah, it sounds like you would have a decent chance of winning. There's a lot, everybody's going to be coming out, but still, Wrangell's not that big, guys.
Can't beat airline tickets. So yeah. If you didn't have enough reason to get in the door and check it out, which you should have, it never hurts to have some tickets up for grabs.
Nice. Okay. I think we got somebody now. Hi. Can you introduce yourself? Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Sean. First time caller, long time listener. I just want to ask Aaron a question. Do you think that the Seahawks will ever have a winning season again?
Thank you, Sean. Although I don't know if it's healthcare related. Maybe it has to do with emotional health. And he, of course, he hung up. It'll be a long year, but who knows? I definitely think the NFC West is going to be a little tougher, and we'll see how the changes go. But I think he forgets that his team doesn't win every year. So,
exactly.
No Seahawks.
They sure didn't. They sure didn't win, but maybe the Seahawks will soon enough. Okay. Thanks, Sean. We appreciate that. So let's keep it going. So we were talking about the history of the health fair. Let's go ahead and we also talked about the prizes, which is good mm-hmm. to know. How many people do you usually get coming out to this event?
I guess that's hard to tell, and maybe a question for, I don't know if they've actually went and totaled every single entry, because you got to assume that most everyone that comes in submits for the grand prizes, either the children or adults. Mm-hmm. And I don't have an exact number, mm-hmm. but I just figure we take the 523 people that are probably going to come for their lab results.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, that's probably only half the people that attend just adult-wise.
Yeah.
And you throw in every kid that comes through there that, you know, if there's 2,500 people in town, we probably get 1,200 of them to come out and at least make a pass through,
yeah.
check out at least some of the vendors. It used to be that you come in and you get stamped by everybody and then you can enter, but that was really impersonal. So if you want to be entered in the grand prize, you have a little questionnaire you got to fill out.
Oh.
It's kind of, we call it a scavenger hunt, but basically it requires you to come in and interact with a handful of different vendors before you can submit. So it's much more personal, and it kind of, we don't want people to come in to show up and they're just here for the tickets. It's much more than that. And I think we've achieved that, and it's a good way to go about it. So once you're there, please pick up your scavenger hunt form and ask questions. Some of these people have come from all over the state or the Northwest with their booths. So take the time and don't be afraid to ask. There's no dumb questions. They want to hear it. They want to talk to Wrangle and know what Wrangle needs. So let them know.
Yeah, exactly. They want to tell you what services they can provide to you, but they want to, a lot of them are going to assess the needs of the community.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. I just talked to Erin at Wish. And yeah, she said that, you know, that's why she was going to be here, to say how Wish all the way in Ketchikan can help out folks in Wrangell, but also to get a sense of what Wish needs to work on doing to help out folks in Wrangell. So I thought that was cool. Okay, we will take a short break and we'll be back to talk about the health fair, but probably some other stuff that are going on at the hospital. So, thanks. Oh, boy. All right, we are back with our guest, Aaron Angerman. So we've been talking about the health fair, but Aaron has some other pretty big news about what's going on with the hospital and are in healthcare in general in Wrangell, since we also have other providers like, you know, obviously Search in town. So lay it on us.
I want to talk really briefly first about something pretty cool that the hospital board approved just at the last meeting, and that is the prompt payment discount. I think before people may have noticed that you go up within a certain period of time in a window and pay, and you get 10% off your balance. After all the insurances take their portion out, of course, your self-pay, they would take 10% off. They've bumped that up to 20. So, and there'll be a handout or flyer that comes in with your new statement that basically says, pay within 45 days, we'll take 20% off your balance. And that could be a balance you've had for years or months previous. You can come in and get grandfathered into this. And every other statement from here on out, you have a 45-day window. You come in, you get your statement, you have 45 days from that statement date to come in and pay, and they'll take 20% off the top. So that's pretty cool. They want to help people want to pay, and they want to work with them to know that, you know, it's we just want the money to continue our services. We're not trying to make all this money off our people that just need the health care. So if you need to call the business office at 874-7000 and tell them you have questions or you want to take advantage of the prompt payment discount, please do. Call the ladies up there and they'll let you know all about it, or they'll help you out.
All right. That's a 20% discount, guys. That's a pretty big deal.
I guess the exciting thing is maybe coming in an exciting time for the WMC, but they're having a meeting this upcoming weekend. On top of everything else that's going on with the health fair, it's called, they're talking about the healthcare future for Wrangell. And what has happened, if you paid attention to the assembly meetings, is that the city and borough of Wrangell and Search have signed a letter of intent that's non-binding to check out the feasibility of what a Search WMC merger may look like.
Yes.
How feasible is it that we can get a new hospital here? So we're in the early stages of that. And because of this letter of intent, we've started a steering committee with members of the assembly, the hospital board, the leadership from the city, AICS, Search, the hospital. And they want to know what the next steps are, what the needs are, and what this new hospital and merger may look like.
Yes.
And the first event from all this is happening Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the 7th through 9th here in Wrangell. The cool part is that they're actually looking for a few at-large stakeholders. So if you want to actually take part in these stakeholder meetings, which take place on Saturday and Sunday, the 7th and 8th, you could submit a letter of interest to the city and Kim, and you could maybe be a part of all these meetings and give your input as a member at large.
Yes.
Joining the members of the assembly and the hospital board.
Yes.
And the leadership. So.
And it sounds like you want to have that letter in tomorrow.
Tomorrow by 5 p.m.
Tomorrow by 5 p.m. That would be best. Yes.
Hand deliver it to City Hall. Email to Kim Lane, the city clerk. Talk to them. They'll answer your questions. But if you're interested and want to take part in this really exciting work session, submit that letter of interest to the city. For everybody else, this is all going to culminate on Monday at 7:30 p.m. in the Nolan Center with a community meeting. Now, there's a lot going on Monday, I think we understand, which is why it's a 7:30 start time.
Mm-hmm.
I think superintendent candidates might be in town. There's maybe some sort of concert at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this weekend is when it's going to happen, so we're trying to accommodate by starting later. But again, this is a time to be heard and what your thoughts are about the future of healthcare in Wrangell and where that could go. We're hoping everyone shows up and listen to what the work session has to say, ask questions. We'll have a chance to talk to not only the steering committee and leadership, but also the world architects and engineers who are going to be here looking at the facilities, the Wrangell Medical Center as it is right now, the ICS clinic, and sort of thinking what it may look like, a new hospital might look like here. So if you have any thoughts, concerns, questions, or you just want to hear what all this, what's going down, 7:30 in the Nolan Center, show up. I think we're going to have snacks, cookies, things like that. And if that's not enough, it sounds like maybe Search is kicking in 40,000 Alaska Airline miles as a door prize.
Oh, wow.
So once again, not that you needed any more reason to show up and talk about the new merger of the new hospital, but they sweeten the pot a little bit. So come on down and get your name in the door prize.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Aaron. Yeah, this is a great opportunity for everyone to give their opinion, or like you said, even just learn about what's going on with the hospital right now. It's having some hard financial times, and this possible merger, you know, it might be the thing that gets us a new joint campus. It might be the thing that gets our cash flow for the hospital at a more sustainable level. So I know that I will be there trying to find out what's going on, and you all should too. So again, I'll remind you that that is this Monday coming up, the 9th at 7:30.
Yeah, come show up, spread the word if you can, share it on Facebook. Everybody should have an interest in our healthcare in Wrangell, so let your friends, family know. Come down, be heard, listen to what they have to say, and take part.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, that is going to wrap up our episode of Talk on the Rock. Aaron, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Wrangell, hope to see you all Saturday morning at the health fair. We have a pretty special event, and statewide we're recognized as having a really impressive health fair. So exactly. We're going to continue that this year and into the future. So thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. All right, Aaron, have a good day. And that wraps up our episode of Talk on the Rock. We will be back Tuesday at 1 p.m., as always, with a new guest. Thanks for tuning in.